What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
I have never been more excited to interview someone today. His name is Dr. Amen, and I've been following him on Instagram, stalking him, and just liking, commenting. He is incredible, and he has a new book called a new book out called Change Your Brain Every Day, and we're going to talk about all things brain today. But he has helped millions of people change their brains and lives. He's the founder of Amen Clinics, where you can scan your brain. So we'll talk more about that. He's a psychiatrist and a clinical neuroscientist. So let's get him on, Dr. Amen.
Hey,
how are you?
Good to meet you.
It's so good to meet you, like in person, because we've been emailing. I think that's been you. Has it been you?
Yeah.
Or is it your people?
It's been me.
I'm so bummed that we can't do the scan your brain thing this month. But yeah, the movie kind of threw a little wrench into plans. But also, I couldn't tell y'all at the time because it was still too early. But I'm actually pregnant, so I didn't know if you can also scan a brain when you're pregnant.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And we can do a different study. We can't do the SPECT study because of the radiation, but we do another study called quantitative EEG that looks at electrical activity, and there's no harm to the baby.
Okay. I'm so fascinated by just everything in the brain, because to me, when you break things down, like, science does not lie, right? I mean, would you agree with that? Like DNA, that's not,
DNA doesn't lie, but scientists lie a lot.
Well, okay, so yes, but like when you really break it down though, like if you were to do, logic, so like the logic of things, like I'm like, it's logical. Some of the things that, like, when I hear your things, I'm like, well, yes, like absolutely. Like alcohol probably isn't great for your brain.
It's definitely not.
Okay, can I just ask one question though? Like, I, you know, used to have the occasional, I would have like the glass of wine a day, right? Because that would be my chill mommy moment. But now I've heard, you know, I've been watching your stuff and I'm like, man, I could really see how, you know, the impact on that. And then my fiance, he's a football soccer coach. And so, you know, he saw all the studies about how alcohol affects, you know, just everything. And so what is your recommendation? Is it like you go dry and you don't drink at all, or can you have it in moderation?
So we should actually chat about moderation.
I think it's
the gateway thought to hell. Because as soon as you say moderation, it means you're going to cheat. I'm just not a fan of alcohol. I mean, one, it's a disinfectant. So why are you going to drink a disinfectant when you have 100 trillion bugs in your gut? And any alcohol is associated with an increased risk of 7 different types of cancer. And so if we're bombarded with alcohol messages, 30 commercials during the Super Bowl, and No. As I've been a psychiatrist for over 40 years now, and it's probably the number one reason people come to see me. It's either they're addicted or their behavior's bad, or they say something when they're drinking that they normally wouldn't have said. And then when the American Cancer Society comes out against any alcohol, I'm like, yes.
Right. I mean, I hear you. And when you say moderation is cheating, that's, again, logic to me. But I would have never thought of it that way or said it that way. Because it's true. Because I kind of live my life like, well, everything in moderation. Like, I'll have a brownie, you know, maybe when, you know, every once in a while. I'm not going to have it every night. But I'll have, you know, everything in moderation has always been my saying. And now I feel like that's a shit saying to say.
People come up to me all the time and they go, well, what about everything in moderation? And I know as soon as they say that, they're going to cheat. And Drew Carey, who the comedian who lost a lot of weight, he said something so profound. He said, eating crappy food isn't a reward. It's a punishment. And when you understand that, it's like, well, why are you going to have a cheat day? I mean, if you were an alcoholic, you're not going to have a cheat day. That would be dumb. Or you're a sex addict, you're not going to have a cheat day. Or a smoker, you're not going to have a cheat day. You have to ask yourself, what do you really want? And for me, I want energy. And I want memory. And I want focus. And I want passion. I want connection and purpose. So when I look at the things that I might cheat with, I'm like, doesn't fit me, doesn't fit what I want.
Sure.
And so too often when people are, I call them babies in brain health, they're, oh, I can't have this and I can't have that. But what are you trading it for? Like, I only want to love food that loves me back.
Right.
I don't know if you've ever been in a bad relationship. I have. And I'm not doing that.
You
anymore.
Didn't Google me, have you?
I am not doing that anymore. And I'm certainly not doing it with the things I eat or the things I drink.
Right.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Well, speaking of bad relationships, and I would love to kind of switch gears to, you know, something brain-wise, stuff I didn't know. So I was in a really bad abusive relationship when I was 19, and she tried to kill me. He went to jail. It was the whole thing. And from that relationship, I had really, really, really bad PTSD where I couldn't even leave my house. I was afraid for my life. Even though I knew he was in jail, I would still see his face. I mean, it was just, and I ended up going to my therapist, and I'd never been on anxiety medicine and never even had an anxiety attack until after this incident had happened where, you know, he was on top of me and, you know, beating me up and choking me. And so from that moment, anytime I ever feel trapped or claustrophobic, like I will start to have an anxiety attack or again, being out in person. This was back in my early 20s. And I remember going to my therapist going, if you don't prescribe me something now, like I can't live my life like this anymore. And so then he was telling me about like the serotonin levels in your brain. And do you think that, I'm going to separate that. So there's that piece. And then I was on medicine for almost 19 years. I've recently just got off my Lexapro a year and a half ago. So I've been without anxiety medicine for a year and a half. And I know now how to deal with anxiety and it doesn't take over my life the way that it used to. But I've had someone else who I was recently had, they were having an anxiety. We're talking about it. And she said she had one anxiety attack. The doctor prescribed her medicine. And I'm like, why so soon? Like you just had one anxiety attack. Like, why would you just, she's like, well, they were saying the serotonin levels are now going to be messed up. And I'm like, yeah, but you only had one. Like maybe your body was just not, it was fearing something in that moment. And like, that's what you should look into. So I guess my question is like, how does, because I was told medicine is the only way to fix the serotonin levels.
It's complete crap.
Mm-hmm. That's just the
complete crap.
Yeah.
And perhaps if I had been treating you, I would have given you medicine, but it had never been the first thing I did, mm-hmm. the only thing mm-hmm. I did. Have you ever had EMDR, a specific psychological?
So EMDR is what saved me, basically. I mean, that was, I did that for 3 years, you know, in the therapy that I was doing. And that helped me get back on a car in a freeway. That helped me, you know, do all the things that was keeping me locked in. I'm a huge advocate for EMDR because it helped me a ton. And then post-divorce was when I was like, wait a minute, I haven't had an anxiety attack at all. And then I think it was my body's way of going, you're safe now. You can get off your medicine. So, and I don't know if that is in relation to it or maybe my levels just, I don't know. Like, is there... That's the thing. I would love to know because I'm like, is it just the many years I was on and my body just kind of stabilized, or was it I got out of a toxic situation and I felt safe and then I don't fear anymore?
Well, trauma gets stuck mm-hmm. in your brain, and EMDR helps to get you unstuck. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, learning how to not believe every stupid thing you think, learning how to settle your body, either with things like hypnosis or meditation or diaphragmatic breathing, something I like a lot too called vagal nerve stimulation, can just help calm your nervous system. You see, the problem with psychiatric drugs is once you start them, they change your brain to need them in order for you to feel normal. And having one panic attack often people go to the emergency room. They end up on an SSRI, or they end up on a benzo, for God's sakes, mm-hmm. which are addictive and increase your risk for Alzheimer's disease, because it's a short-term fix, helps you feel better fast, but clearly doesn't last. Mm-hmm. And I want you to feel better fast, but in ways that last over time, that support the health of your brain rather than hurt your brain. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not a fan of benzos. I mean, I rarely prescribe them, because once you start them, people don't stop them. Mm-hmm. That's a problem. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, you haven't been anxious your whole life. Now you have a panic attack, or you have seven of them. And then you're not dealing with, well, what's the cause? What's the root? And I think for you, given the severe abuse, you had to calm down your brain. But, you know, magnesium does that.
Really?
Or ashwagandha does that. Or theanine mm-hmm. does that. And why not start with natural things? And then if they don't work, go stronger and stronger until you get something mm-hmm. that works. But I found EMDR so helpful.
It really is. And she did that in brain spotting. So I don't know like what the exact difference is, but she kind of did both at the same time in a way. And it was, yeah, I mean, it changed.
To each other.
Yeah, it was incredible.
And I love another one called Havening. So now when you get upset, so they're all based on this bilateral hemisphere stimulation. If you stimulate one side of the brain, then the other, one side, then the other, one side, then the other. And that's what they do with the eye movements mm-hmm. or the tapping. Ron Rudin out of New York found if you just do this, go into the thing that's bothering you, or I guess my favorite one is this. It really just seems to calm you down. Like, how simple mm-hmm. is that? And, you know, it's simple to take a medicine, but, you know, something like Lexapro can decrease your libido, make it harder to have an orgasm. You know, it's like, well, why are we going to do that first?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Yeah. And I'm so curious too, when we do the scan your brain, because you have how many different locations do you have around?
11.
That's amazing. Because I'm so fascinated by your story with your nephew. And I really encourage people to go to your page and just read everything about you. But just hearing how certain things that can, you know, that your brain, I mean, can just trigger everything with like who you are and how you are. And I'm curious to see like what we see when we do that. I feel like we have to have a part two to this podcast to be like, all right, let's dissect now what my brain like. And when we look at it, would you be like, all right, this is what you need to do? Or like, how does that like, where do we go? Do you give me like a game plan?
So we do a study called brain SPECT imaging, and SPECT looks at blood flow and activity. It looks at how your brain works, and it basically tells us three things. Is it healthy, underactive, or overactive? And then my job becomes balancing it. But when you come to see me, we're going to take a really detailed history. I want to know the story of your life, because I have to put your scan in the context of your life. And then you bet I'll give you a plan. And if it's really healthy, we'll celebrate. And if it's not, we'll rehabilitate it. I mean, I love making bad brains better. So that's like my favorite thing to do. I did the big NFL study when the NFL was sort of lying. It had a problem with traumatic brain injury in mm-hmm. football. High levels of damage. Stop lying about it.
Sure.
But 80% of my players get better when we put them on a rehabilitation program, which is basically three things. Brain envy. You got to start caring about your brain. Freud was wrong. Penis envy is not the cause of anybody's problem. Haven't seen it once in 40 years. He had the wrong organ. It's your brain. So that's step one. Care.
Care.
Two, you have to start avoiding anything that hurts your brain. And just know the list, from going to bed late to alcohol, marijuana, to bad food, to being overweight. Avoid those things. and then do regular things that help your brain. Multiple vitamins, especially B vitamins, B6, B12, and folate have been found to enhance memory and actually decrease the conversion of this thing we call mild cognitive impairment. You have mild memory problems to severe memory problems. Vitamin D. People have low vitamin D, have smaller brains. I mean, how simple is that? Take 5,000 units of vitamin D a day, omega-3 fatty acids. And I put my players on a special cocktail of supplements that help them. 80% of brain damaged players got better on our program. How exciting is that? You're not stuck with what you have. You can make it better.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require.
Do you ever see a world where insurance companies would help pay for brain scans, since the brain basically controls our body? And it is, with mental health illness on the rise and with, you know, people like this would help people so much.
I think so. But not until we change the paradigm. The problem is with the words mental illness. I hate that.
Okay. Tommy.
Because it shames people. Mm. It stigmatizes people, and it's wrong.
Okay.
Until psychiatry stops acting like it did in the 18th century, making diagnoses based on symptom clusters with no biological data, until we stop this crazy paradigm that makes pharmaceutical companies uber wealthy and people poorer. See, our database is now 230,000 scans. And the big lesson is most psychiatric illnesses are not mental health issues. They are brain health issues. And that one idea changes everything rather than go to a therapist and talk about your mind. You should go to a therapist and talk about, well, how's my brain? How's the physical functioning of my brain? I'm in Justin Bieber's docuseries, Seasons, because I've been his doctor. And, you know, like many famous people, he'd come, he'd not come, he'd do what I say, mostly not. And then when he was going through a hard time, he came and he said something so profound. He said, I think I get what you're trying to tell me. My brain is an organ, like my heart is an organ. If you told me I had heart problems, I'd do everything you said. And then as he engaged in brain healthy habits, he lost the bipolar disorder diagnosis and other psychiatrists gave him, and he did much better. So it completely changes the focus away from your mind, which is vague and hard to define, to the physical functioning of your brain.
So fascinating. And again, like, yeah, if you look at it like that, I mean, if you told me that I had... That's why I want to go so bad. That's why I want to do all the scans to be like, all right, what do I need to like do to make sure that I stay healthy? And I love you with your book, Change Your Brain Every Day. I mean, you give every day how to change your brain, something for it. So what's a few that the book right now, but also what are a few things to help change your brain that you write?
Start every day to be a great day.
Positive.
I mean, to train your brain to look for what's right rather than what's wrong. My favorite exercise, the one I do every day, and I've done it for over a decade, is when I go to bed at night, I say a prayer, and then I go, what went well today? And I actually start at the beginning of my day, go hour by hour, looking for what I liked about my day. So talking to you, that'll make the highlight reel tonight.
Thank you.
And it's so important. And then before I make any decision today, I ask myself this question, is this good for my brain or bad for it? And if I can answer that with information and love, love of myself, love of my family, love of the reason I'm on the earth, let's make better decisions. I'll also take multiple vitamin. I'll take smart mushrooms, not magic mushrooms, but I'm a huge fan of lion's mane and turkey tail and reishi and cordyceps mushrooms. So I have my supplements. Another one I love is saffron. Oh, saffron has 24 randomized controlled trials showing it's equally effective to antidepressants. So when the doctor thought you were depressed, I ought to put you on happy saffron rather than Lexapro. And if it didn't work, I'd go to Lexapro, right? So I want to make sure the message is clear.
Sure.
I'll eat a very low carbohydrate diet because diabetes, pre-diabetes, obesity is the enemy of brain health. And so what you eat is critical. People have a fat-based diet. Avocados, nuts and seeds, healthy oils, fatty fish have 42% less risk of getting Alzheimer's disease, according to a study from the Mayo Clinic. People who have a simple carbohydrate-based diet, so think of the standard American diet, bread, pasta, potatoes, rice, fruit juice, sugar, 400% increased risk of getting Alzheimer's. I'm not okay with that. And so the food I eat, and I always want you to ask this question, do I love it and does it love me? Because it's a relationship. And I only like every day, I figured out recently how to make my own lemonade slushy.
Oh, tell me more.
I just take a whole lemon, put it in a blender with sparkling water, ice, and a little bit of chocolate stevia. There's a company I like called Sweet Leaf. They make like 10 different flavors of stevia. I blend it and it just like going to 7-Eleven and getting a slushy, except this one's healthy. And I love it and it loves me. Or I make brain healthy hot chocolate every night for my family, unsweetened almond milk, organic almond milk with raw cacao, which is just loaded with healthy compounds that increase blood flow to the brain. Mm-hmm. Little bit of chocolate stevia, put it in a blender. It's 84 calories. I'm happy as a clam.
Wow. I mean, do you have that in your book too? Like, do you have a?
I do. I don't have the lemonade one because I just figured it out.
Okay. Well, you'll send me that one.
And I have a new book coming out next year called Raising Mentally Strong Kids.
Oh, see, I really, really would love to read that one too, because I'm just doing the best that I can. Because, you know, obviously I know all about my childhood traumas from doing all the therapy. And so I have a 7 and a 4-year-old. So I'm trying to, you know, I'd love to know more, like what I can do as a mom to just help guide them in better directions.
Now read Parenting with Love and Logic. It is so awesome.
Okay.
Because ultimately when you grow up with someone who's very successful or famous, that already gives you some negative thoughts about yourself. How could I ever live up? And you help them by not doing too much for them, right? When you have a lot, you're like, oh, I love them so much. I don't want them to suffer. And that will cause entitlement and suffering. And so it's really important that they have chores, mm-hmm. that you teach them to solve their own problems. Oh, mommy, I'm bored. I'm like, oh, well, we should do boredom training. I wonder what you could do about that. That does not involve devices.
Well, no. So my thing is, I'm like, go outside. Like, I am such an advocate. And that's where, like, my ex and I, you know, because I'm like, I hate the iPad. I mean, I loathe it. I hate saying hate, but I don't like it. Like, go outside.
Because those companies are after mind share and they're stealing a generation of children.
Yeah.
57% of girls are persistently sad. And the more you're on a social media site. And on average, Jana, children spend 3.5 hours a day. Mm-hmm. And a third of kids are constantly on social media sites. This is, we're on the front edge of a tidal wave.
Yeah.
Brain and mental health problems in children. So parents, they need to be off their devices themselves. Mm-hmm. And delay it as long as you can. If they're 14 and they don't have a phone, they're not going to die.
Yeah. And that's what I keep saying. Like, my daughter might dislike me because all her friends, I don't care. I don't want her on it because I know what it's has done to me with all the negative comments and people saying things and the filters and this. And I'm like, well, I kind of like my nose better in this filter. And then I'm like, nope, no more filters, no more nothing. Like, because it's like, it messes with you. And then I get depressed. And then I'm like, no more. Don't like it.
It's absolutely.
I don't want it for my kids.
Correct. And so, you know, given that, you know, many of their friends will have it, they won't like you, but I guarantee they won't like you more if you don't supervise them. So I've often said that is kids hate to be supervised and they hate it more when they're not. Mm. But the trick is, you have no influence without connection. And so 4 and 7, these are perfect ages. I do special time with each of them every day, 20 minutes, 10, 20 minutes, and go, hey, this is your time. And during that time, no devices. Mm-hmm. And go, this is your time. No commands, no questions, no direction. Do something with them that's not TV or video games that they want to do. And if you do that every day over a couple of years, it's like money in the bank. If you want your children to pick your values, time and be a good listener. Mm-hmm. And too often, especially for women, I'll probably get hate mail for this.
Don't
especially
worry.
For women, they talk too much because they have language on both sides of their brain. Guys just have language on the left side of their brain. It's be a really good listener. This thing I teach in the book called active listening. When they say something, don't respond, listen, and then repeat back what you're hearing and listen for the feelings behind what you're hearing. And if you do that, they'll keep talking. So many kids, they parents bring them to me and they go, oh, he said he won't talk to you. I go, I know, it's really hard. And once I shut the door and I actually listen, they won't shut up. They're like little chatterboxes. And the parents are like, how'd you do that? It's like, I didn't say anything. You know, I just listened and reflected back. So if you spend time with them, just that 10, 20 minutes a day, and you're a really good listener, they're going to bond with you. It's ultimately what humans want. We want to be bonded to safe parents. And then they tend to pick your values. Mm.
Well, you are just, I could talk to you all day, but I know you are a very busy man. So thank you for coming on the show. And I appreciate everything that you're doing. And thank you for, yeah, I love how even how you switch the whole mental health thing. I mean, I get everything you say. And so I appreciate you coming on, and I cannot wait to meet you in person and check out my brain and all the trauma that it might still have. But it's okay, because we're going to fix it.
Well, you do lots of really good things for it. So thanks. I look forward to seeing you in person, hopefully soon. And thank you for helping me spread the message.
Absolutely.
It's not mental illness. It's brain health.
Absolutely. And I really appreciate you saying that. So thank you for coming on, and I'll see you soon.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, honey.
Bye.
Everybody get Dr. Daniel Amen's book, Change Your Brain Every Day. And I love what he said about mental health illness. It's not, it's about the brain health and getting brain healthy. So I am ordering Add to Cart. See you guys later. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where traditional medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this, because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.